My dear loving sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, one day a little girl and her daddy were walking. At that time, an aeroplane passed directly their overhead. The little girl, in wonder, asked, "Daddy, how do people climb up to the sky to get into the plane?" Her daddy replied, "The passengers do not have to climb to the sky to get into the planes. The plane will come down from the sky to the passengers." My dear friends, and this is Christmas. Christmas means heaven came to earth. It is the incarnation of God's own Son taking flesh and coming to live among us. Christmas is a visit of God, where God becomes man to love us. Christmas means God becomes man. He decided to live with man. Don't think it is easy, because he forgot his status and came to our status. Indeed, it is great. Because of this, Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. We need to experience Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us. God coming down to us. God seeking us out. God coming alongside us. God revealing himself to us. God bringing us forgiveness, comfort, healing, moral strength, peace, and guidance. God dwelling within us. He came to free us from the darkness and to grant light. One of the tragic sentence of the whole of the Bible is, there was no place for them in the inn. By the decree of Emperor Augustus Caesar, Mary and Joseph had forced to leave their people, their home, their land, and to undertake a journey in order to be registered in the census. This was not comfortable or easy journey for a young couple about to have a child. They arrived in Bethlehem and experienced that it was a land that was not expecting them. A land where there was no place for them. Joseph and Mary were wandering to get a place to give birth to God. My dear friends, it is funny. The creator of this whole universe begging the mercy of his creatures to get a place for him to be born. And there, where everything was a challenge, Mary gave us Emmanuel, God with us. Mary gave birth to Jesus in a manger. Why was Jesus, our Savior and King, born in a place where animals were kept? And why was he then be laid in the manger? Surely, God's Son deserved a high-profile birth in the most elegant of surroundings. But instead, God's own Son made his appearance on earth in the lowest of circumstances. The humble birth of Jesus conveys an amazing message to us. Instead of coming to earth as a privileged ruler, Jesus was born in humility as one of us. Jesus was born in a manger. There is a reason for that. Manger is accessible to all. Manger is accessible to a carrying woman, accessible to a naked baby, accessible to a carpenter, accessible to illiterate and poor shepherds, wise and rich magi, the sheep and cattle, grass and star. The manger had no walls, no closed gates, no gatekeeper, no need of undue influence, and no fees of entry. That is the speciality of the manger where Jesus was born. Jesus was born in manger. That means Jesus is approachable, accessible, and available to all. No palace gates bar the way to him. No ring of guards prevent our approach. My dear friends, the King of Kings came humbly, and his first bed was manger. My dear friends, let us ask ourselves today that, is my heart an inn for few or a manger for all? Is my house an inn for few or a manger for all? Am I an innkeeper to close the door or a manger to welcome all? Come to me, all who labor and are carrying heavy burden. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who is thirsty. John chapter 7, verse 37. My dear friends, Christmas is making me accessible to all, like the Lord and the manger. The Lord today tells us, do not be afraid. So is the manger. All are comfortable in the manger. The Lord is Emmanuel, and he is for all, and so is the manger. Dear friends, let us become a manger to all and invite Jesus to take birth in our heart. Today, Jesus knocks at our hearts to take birth. Let us open wide our hearts to receive him. Allow Jesus to be reborn in our lives. Let us humbly admit the truth with the German mystic Angelus Silesius. Christ could be born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but all in vain until he is born in our hearts. May infant Jesus bless you abundantly.